Hello?
Hello? Hello, good evening, ma'am. My name is Frank. May I speak with Suman, please?
Who is this?
My name is Frank. I'm calling you from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. And we are talking with people in your area today, and I would like to ask a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely for the short survey?
Okay.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead. I'm home.
Oh, okay. Now, in which state do you currently live?
California.
California, thank you. First, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
City of Stockton.
Thank you. And for quality assurance and to make sure that we cover different areas with the survey within the city of Stockton, what is the zip code where you live?
95210.
I appreciate it. Are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for political office?
No.
Thank you. Are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of teachers' union or teachers' association?
No.
Thank you. And with all due respect, my next question is to make sure that we do speak to people of different ages, with different opinions, of course. In what year were you born? Only the year.
55.
I appreciate it. Now, which one of the following best describes you? And the reason why I ask this, it is because I am required to read verbatim. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
I can understand about this.
Yes, well, Mike, I am required to read verbatim. I must ask each and every question. Which one of the following best describes you? A man, a woman, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
Thank you. To ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. For statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage? Are you Caucasian or white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino-American, or Asian-American?
Asian-American.
Thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school?
10th.
10th grade. I appreciate it. And how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger, for whom you are the parent or guardian? How many children do you have?
Three.
Three younger than 18 years old?
No, older.
Older than 18?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. All three are older than 18?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on to the next one. The first is Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know.
You never heard of this person, or
no.
You just don't know? You never heard
no.
of him. Thank you. How about the teachers' union? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I don't know what this do.
Okay, you never heard of this, or you don't know to give me an opinion?
I never heard this.
Thank you. How about Mayor Kevin Lincoln? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The mayor, Kevin Lincoln. Never heard of
him. No.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me, as I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable. But if I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and I'll go on to the next one. The first is traditional public schools in Stockton. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? The traditional public schools in Stockton.
I am older lady. I don't know about this question.
Okay. You never heard of that, or you just don't know to give an
no.
opinion?
No. I don't know.
Okay. Not a problem. If you don't know, that's fine. I'll go to the next one. How about magnet schools in Stockton? Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I told you, I might make kids all married. They have kids too big too. I don't know about this. It's a long time.
It's fine. It's been a long time that they went to school. Okay. Remember that I mentioned that if you don't know, just tell me, okay? How about private and parochial schools in Stockton? Would you say favorable or unfavorable?
Same question you asked me. I told you I don't know about that school.
No, these are different schools. If you don't know, just tell me that you don't know.
I don't know.
Okay, how about public charter schools in Stockton? Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Oh, I see. Would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track, based on what you have read, seen, or heard? Maybe from your friends, on the news?
No, I never heard that. We not see the news and I don't know.
Oh, okay. Now, who would you say is the most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Stockton? Would you say the governor, the state legislature, the school board? The
same
teachers
question you... to ask me. I'm sorry.
No, this
same
aren't...
question to ask me.
I understand.
Don't know about my kids so big. They are married. They have their kids too big too. So
I understand.
I
truly understand you. I really do. But they did go to school sometime, right?
I don't know, sir. Nobody. They live in North Side.
Oh, okay. I see. But you live in Stockton, right?
Yes.
Okay. But I'm sure you go grocery shopping. I'm sure you go out there on the streets and you see what's going around you, right?
I go to grocery store, but I never... I'm talking
okay.
about...
I understand. Remember that if you don't know, just let me know, okay? How important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Would you say that would be very important? Somewhat important? I'm sorry? How important do you think, ma'am, it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child needs? Would you say very important? Somewhat important? Not that important or not important at all?